Happy Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to those who are watching on the audio. If you're fortunate enough to watch on a live stream, thank you. I appreciate you for tuning in. As always, feel free to give some comments if you have any questions along the discussion. And if not, that's fine too, because I bring enough energy for all of us. All right. So today we're going to be talking about when a childhood dream becomes a reality. So for those who are new to the show, this is about overcoming obstacles. And we dive deep into the guest backstories to find out their background, any childhood dreams, things of that nature, and how it all ties into what they're doing now. And we've discovered mid-show sometimes where people who don't even think, like people who are guests on the show, may not even realize how their childhood experiences completely relate to what they're doing now. So me as the host going through the journey with the guests, it's truly amazing. And so also, if you're new to the show, you probably are wondering, who the hell is this guy? Yeah, this is me. I started doing workshops and doing groups where I'm getting up in front of others, like outside of the gym setting, and talking about resilience and perseverance and goal setting and vision and taking action. You should know what 1 hour of your time is worth. You should know the value that you bring to the marketplace. You know what your passion is. It starts with clarity of vision. If you don't have the clarity of vision, whatever next thing you get, you're not going to see it through because you don't have the clarity of vision. So the point of my pain was being told you will never run or jump again. All that stuff, I was like, you know what, like, I want to be able to take this even bigger.
If you know why you do what you do, you have to know how to charge for what you do. That's how you're going to change your life, and that's how you're going to leave a legacy for your children and your family. You gotta know your worth.
All right, so as I debuted in yesterday's episode, after the intro video, I'm going to start doing a teachable moment. Right? It'll just be a couple minutes, and then we'll dive into the main topic, and I have two guests today, so I'll bring the guests on. So for today's teachable moment, I'm going to talk about getting started, right? Just get started, because too many times we have ideas, things that we want to accomplish, maybe relationships that we want to repair, and we're constantly holding off. It's like, just get started, make the first step. So I decided maybe about an hour ago that I'm going to do a nationwide speaking tour. I'm going to go to high schools, colleges, and universities and teach the students how to tell their stories and how to become more confident speakers, which will in turn improve their self-esteem. It will help them build resilience. And hopefully, again, I'm no doctor, so I can't say this on the record, but hopefully help them relieve stress, anxiety, and depression. Because a lot of those things lead to people holding on to things that have hurt them or that are hurting them. But you have to get started. Like my mom and my nephew had a strained relationship for a while there. And I remember I reached out to my nephew. And I was like, you have to, like, they aren't getting any younger. I'm like, you have to repair this relationship. And he was afraid to make the first step. I was like, if you don't try, it'll never happen. I said, so you have to take the first step and try, which he did. Sent her a text. She kind of snubbed him at first. And I told him, keep trying. Just keep putting the love out there. And then at some point, you're going to reel her back in. And so fortunately, they were able to repair their relationship. He even moved back in with her for a little while. But he shows up every weekend. He's back involved in the family functions. But that all stemmed from him taking the first step and getting started. All right, so that's going to be today's teachable moment. So whether it is you want to start a business, you want to write a book, you want to start a blog, you want to start a podcast, you want an online stream of income, it doesn't matter what it is, just start the process. Because once you do that, the universe clears the way for you, and then you're going to be able to realize whatever it is, that goal or that vision is. All right, so with that being said, we're going to talk about when your childhood dream becomes a reality. So my guest coming on now created something absolutely amazing, which they're going to tell you about. So let's bring them on now and let's dive into this conversation. So welcome Evelyn and Jennifer to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. Where are you guys joining us from?
We are from Puerto Rico.
Originally.
But yeah. We live already in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yep.
Okay. How'd you land in Minnesota?
Oh, that was a great question. It was actually after I graduated from college, I decided to make a jump and start all over. And Minnesota was one of those states who gave me the opportunity to start fresh. And I moved in first about 8 years ago, and then my family followed me here 5 years ago. So we have been living here up north, and you know, we're still getting used to the cold. It's not easy coming from an island.
That's what I was going to ask you next.
It's been a challenging transition, but we really like it here.
Nice. Yeah. Like, so I'm here in Rhode Island. So every summer, like late spring, summer, fall, I love it here. Second that cold weather hits, I'm like, why do I live here?
Yes. Especially like, when it starts getting like negative 40, which we had experienced. It's like, okay, this is another level of cold.
That's true. I actually lived in New Hampshire for 1 year. Just it. That's it. Just 1 year. It's where I lived about 2.5 hours north of where we are here. But same thing, a whole different world up there. I remember calling my mom saying, is it weird that I miss Rhode Island winter? Right? Yeah. But same thing, wind chills, negative 40, negative 50, 14 feet of snow, not feet, 14 inches of snow, and they don't even cancel school or anything. It's just normal. Like, I don't want to live where this is normal.
It is normal, and the student, they have to go to school. The people have to go to work. Nothing happening.
Although I do have to get out there because it's my goal to visit all 50 states, and Minnesota is one that I haven't been to yet. So it is on my list, but I'm going in the summer or fall.
You should come in winter.
Oh, hell no. I get enough of that here. when I travel, it's to escape the cold.
Yeah.
All right. So, Evelyn, let's start with you. How would you describe yourself? Who is Evelyn?
Yeah, Evelyn is a mother of four. Okay. Four kids, three girls and a boy, special need, with a special need. Okay. I'm Eva Lacus, the designer of my own line. I make a little dress for girls from a newborn to 8 years old. Yeah.
Love it. All right. There's got to be more to the story than that. Come on now.
Well, I came from a little town from Puerto Rico, Guanica. I grew up over there, seeing my mother sewing. Mm-hmm. And that was my dream, sewing dresses. I have a lot of dreams. When I a kid, that was I grow up with a lot of struggles in my life, but I never give up. I have my own book when I was little. And every day I draw a lot of kind of piece of clothing.
Different designs.
Different designs, skirts, dresses, shirts, shorts, everything. And when my mom, she's sewing a lot. She make my own wedding dress. Okay. She make wedding dresses, clothing for men, for kids, for women. She do a lot of kind of things. And I grow up sewing seeing my mom do a lot of stuff, and I help her making put the buttons, cut patterns, fixing, Well, yeah.
All right. So in your book, where you were writing, where you were drawing different designs, how old were you when you started that?
Oh, my God. I was 11, 12. Okay. 11, 12, yeah. I saw that in the TV, a program. It was a, how you call Jennifer?
It's like a noon TV show that is really popular. It was a really popular in the island back then.
Yeah.
And they do different activities, competitions. They have like special guests or artists singing. So it's like your noon TV show. Back then?
Okay. Yes, that was in that time. Well, and it was a competition of that I have to send my sketch, drawings. My drawings, you know, for a wing, a
scholarship.
A scholarship, And we a few, I think was past a month when my mom received a letter that they think that I win the scholarship.
Awesome. And the scholarship was for, she was in the south of the island. She was at that stage of 11, 12 year old. And she has her notebook, you know, designing everything and sketching. And she sent her notebook to that competition, hoping to win. But the scholarship was for a school design, a fashion design. And it was for meant to be to 18 years old and older. And it was a national competition. And she had won one of the scholarships. And my grandmother, my mother, her mother, Bertha, she didn't know my mom had sent her notebook. So when my grandmother received that letter, she was like, what is this? You cannot go alone to, you're really like little, you cannot go to San Juan to study, you know, fashion designing with one of the coolest, you know, designers out there, Carlota Alfaro, and other greater designers in the island. So that was kind of funny. And every time that my grandmother recalled that story, she's like, I didn't even know she sent that notebook. Unfortunately, she never got the notebook back. So it's just on the memories. But yeah.
Yeah, I lost it. I lost my design, my book. And well, I thought, well, maybe in the future, I can go to school and learn and study a designer, and but I can't.
She couldn't at the moment, and that didn't happen. A lot of other things in her life took stage and changed her journey a little bit.
Okay. Yep. All right. So Jennifer, we're gonna get to you in a minute. I wanna stick with Evelyn's story here.
No worries.
All right. So why was your mom constantly sewing?
Oh, my mom. She learned from her mom, my grandma. But she started to sewing at 8 years old. My mom. Okay. Yeah, for the necessity in that time, she have a lot of necessity, and she start to doing that to make clothing at 8 years old, and she grow up like that. And when I will have all the children, she get married and have 7 children, and she have to do it because the necessity, the economy. My dad, he was the only
income
in the family.
And my mom, save money.
Yeah, and my mom have to stay in the home with all the children, take care of them.
7 in total. So you can imagine just trying to make ends end to.
Yeah.
To
I'm actually the youngest of 7 kids. So
firsthand
what you're talking about.
So you may understand a little.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and just to add a little bit to that story too. So her grandmother, so it'll be my great grandmother. She did the same thing, you know, sewing little pants and shirts for their family. Then my grandma did the same for her family, just out of necessity. They couldn't really go to retail stores and buy the latest and greatest. Again, it was all of my aunts and uncle. They were all wanting to be fashionable. So then my aunts would ask my grandmother, you know, hey, can you make me this style? We can buy this fabric. So that's kind of how it started. And my grandmother, she did really great in sewing. She did all of our uniform, school uniforms for all of her grandkids, which she has 15 grandkids. Wow. And she did it for all of us. And she did for even, there was a salsa music group that she did all of their outfits as well.
14 total.
14 men just dancing over there in the salsa outfits and made by my grandmother. And she did wedding dresses. So it was just really a passion of hers as well that was inherited by her mother. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want to school. They didn't want to design school. They didn't took classes. YouTube wasn't there back then. Yep. To kind of like learn DIY, do it yourself. It was all by looking. And that's something that I really admire from that third generation now of sewists. And they just really like it. They have the patience, because you have to have a patience and creativity and love for it. Yes. And my mom learned the same way watching her mother sew. So my mom hasn't really taken any professional courses. It's always been taught by her mother.
I love that too. And I just want to highlight that, because like I'm a personal development coach, and people always say, what did you have to study to become that? I said, nothing. I said, I decided I'm going to take my 47 years of experience and use it to help people who are struggling, you know? So it's like, you don't always have to have some type of specialized training. You found the talent you were good at, you know, going back generations, you know, but you passed it down, and then you got to where you can take it to others. But we'll get there in a moment. All right. So Evelyn, so you said that your father was the main source of income. So did you use the helping your mom as a way to bond with her?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. My mom, so she take care of us. She talked to us about the love each other, the respect each other in the siblings. A lot of things, we grow up in the church too, and we learn a lot the love of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And my mom is so special.
She's a sweet lady, not because she's my grandmother, but it was a great timing, I think, for her, just having that experience of sewing. None of the others pick it up. So my mom was the only one really after my grandmother helping her cutting fabrics, cutting, you know, the patterns and all that. So I think they really grow their bond until today. I think my mom is one of the closest to my grandmother. But they both, you know, they really enjoy talking about, you know, the new dresses that my mom is making. My grandmother feels just so proud that at least someone, you know, carry on with the tradition.
Yes.
And they really, it was a great thing that at least one of their kids have that same talent and carry it over. Hopefully that continues, maybe not with my mom's generation, because none of us really make or unfortunately took it over, but maybe the next generation will. But that's what I'm here for, to support her dream. And that's kind of how everything started.
Yes. I have three daughters, but none of them, they don't like it.
They have to like it.
Yes, exactly. Like my father was an engineer. Like when I tell you, a man could build anything. Like especially he liked working on cars. Like he brought this one car home he got from a junkyard. This thing was so beat up. I remember my mom and one of my sisters were in the window watching him tow this thing in, and we're looking at each other like, what is that? But I tell you, it was like smashed in. But six months later, I was driving it, you know. But and I would be out there with him, helping him, and he's trying to tell me about this is this and this is that, and I'm like, dude, just tell me what I need to hold.
Yeah,
tell me what I need to tighten, you know. And then it comes full circle, right? My father passed away in 2019, just before all this COVID stuff. So it was actually good timing, you know. So he didn't suffer in the end. But my son, my oldest son, is a mechanic. You know, so they got to bond, you know, his last couple of years there. The same thing with my son. He'll come to me talking all this mechanic mumbo, and I'm like, dude, like, I don't care. I'm like, you found something you're passionate about, and I love it, like, as your father, it warms my soul, but I don't care. So I was like, as a personal trainer, I can tell you what all the muscles are in the body. I can explain to you all the joint actions and how the energy systems work. Like, do you want to hear about any of that? He's like, no. I'm like, and it's all in you. You know, it's like you walk with it every day and you don't care. So I totally understand that. So.
Yeah.
All right. So Jennifer, let's get into to your backstory. So, like, how far back can you remember of watching your mom and your grandmother?
Oh, maybe like when I was 4 or 5 years old, because at one point of her life, you know, having four kids, just to give you a little bit of backstory, my mom got divorced since I was around, you know, I was little. So I remember part of my life when I was little living with my grandmother, because we didn't have we were left without anything, basically. No house, no cars, no anything to support us. It was a really struggle, and we felt like we were in a really bad hole. Yeah. That's how we call it, that moment of our lives. And it was for like over 10 years that we really struggled. So I remember, you know, I was living with my grandmother. She had her sewing machine in her room. So since I was little, I had seen her, you know, making uniforms. They would both go shopping. So I see that experience on bonding, you know, with my grandmother and my mom, always enjoying, you know, planning how they're going to make their uniforms. They will even ask me, you should try what you would like to for a school uniform. They also did my baptism dress. My grandmother did. And they will work together on creating all those, you know, little dresses for little girls. And it was mostly for the girls that they both will make dresses for. Yeah. But yeah, it was like, you know, it was just, you can tell that it's something that they really enjoy, because they wouldn't like say no for something that you would like get made. Yeah. And that was when I was little, you know, how everything started, just seeing them developing, you know, that bond and just making new things out of fabric. That just really amazed me. I never got to help just because it wasn't in my interest at the moment. And none of my sisters did either, but we like the final product, of course. Yes. And we enjoy it. We proudly wear it. And even, you know, in schools, other moms will ask my mother, hey, can you make the uniforms for our girls? So it's just something that they got to work, not only family and friends, but the community too, will also make like orders. They will also request special occasion dresses and uniforms and all that.
Yeah, so that was going to be my next question. So how did it transition into a business?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I came from Puerto Rico 5 years ago to Minnesota. I never thought we'll have my own business, because the first reason that I came here to Minnesota was for my son. He has special needs, and he needs a better education, better medical services, because in Puerto Rico we don't have
a good system
for education system, health system
gotcha. For
this community needs. And that was the first reason for being here. And when he started in the school, my son, and start to to going to medicals, at the doctors, different doctors, specialists. And when he was established, my daughters tell me, Mom, why do you put your own shop, your own business start to sewing? And in that moment, I think about it, and I don't think so. at this age, I don't know. But the time passed. I think a year, years and a half. And one day I wake up and start to think about that. I think, well, I think this is the day to start my own business, to start sewing.
Yeah.
And with the support of her and the others, daughters, I started. And we make a meeting and start to talk. Yeah. And well, it's not easy because it's a lot of things what we have to build a business.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things, and we don't know about that. And we start to read, we start to Google. we start like that.
Okay. Are any of your kids really video savvy?
I'm a little bit, not as much as maybe you, but just a little bit. I can defend myself a little.
Okay. I was just asking because just as you just stated, people Google and YouTube. So
yep.
maybe having like a how-to channel, like how to make a pillow in 10 minutes or less. You know, something along those lines. Like I'm trying to get my son to do that. I think he's made too, but I was like, you're a mechanic. I said, in 2021, there are so many different ways for you to earn income. So I'm like, while you're actually at the dealership working on cars, you can have an online presence that's also making you money and sharing your knowledge, you know, while you're under the hood, you know, so to come up with another avenue, you know, so it's like maybe they're not interested in the sewing part, but maybe they'd be interested in recording you guys and making videos. You never know. I just want to throw that out there. You know? Like I'm a visionary, so my mind my mind always goes there. It's like, how can we make that bigger? You know?
Yeah, but I think it's the second person we talk to us about that.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm.
They have been mentioning it to us, like you should make videos or, you know, your behind the scenes, like all your journey, plus, you know, tips and tricks for sewing. So we have been hearing about it. It's just getting my mom into on board with that. Nice. It takes some time and work around.
Because like, I mean, at one point you're going to want to retire. Right. And so, but like once you retire, you can still like that online stuff sells forever.
Yeah.
So my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's going to be a junior in college. And I told her again, I said, in 2021, there is no reason for you to graduate with debt. None. I said, because like you buy on Amazon, you know, you can make money on Amazon.
Absolutely.
So she's created an Amazon store. And now that in-person stuff is finally starting to open because it kind of ruined our plan a little because she's going in for fitness as well. But I told her to teach classes on campus. I said there's no reason why pick maybe like a Wednesday and a Saturday. You teach one class, charge $10 a head, 20 people show, you just made $200 in 1 hour. Said no other part-time job are you going to make $200 in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Said, yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like I said, that's 400 a week, that's 1600 a month on 8 hours of work.
Absolutely.
So it's something all about maximizing.
Yeah. And something too that we have been picking up a little bit in the community here where we live. My mom also offers alterations. Okay. So that's something separate that we have been working on, has another stream source of money. So that's something that we had slowly working on, you know, doing a couple of bridesmaids fixes or any other, you know, shorts or pants or anything that has to be.
Nice. All right. So do you do the bulk of it at home, or do you have a storefront?
So we normally, we do them all online. So all of our shop is online exclusively. Yeah. I think that will give us a better reach. That will be amazing if we can have our own studio here in Minneapolis, which with other designers, you know, that they are here in Minneapolis as well. But we have, you know, a dedicated area behind this computer where is all the fabrics that you can imagine, and my mom's little table set up and sewing machine. It's everything in the basement, kind of like in our living space, but it's a dedicated space for that.
Yeah.
And we do it right here from our home. That's kind of like how we started. And hopefully we can keep growing this up to, you know, possibly hire more help as well, because we definitely want to move into a more sustainable way of, you know, generating income. Yeah. So right now is everything in-house in here. And we sell exclusively online, and kind of like how we started it. She started it when she was, you know, she moved here when she was 55 and started her business at 57. So now you, all your audience can imagine, you know, from age 11, dreaming of having her dream to then age 57, you know, a lot happened, a lot of other decisions that she had to make to, you know, get through life and kind of like survive. And it was now that she felt more confident in herself, like she can do it. And she definitely needed that push from us and seeing her, you know, like through all the struggles that she has lived, and she had always had this dream that she had never been able to. You just give her that little push and help her and support her through that journey of creating her own business, which it hasn't been easier. I don't have a business background and she doesn't have a fashion background, but she has experience. I have the passion for business, and I had definitely been learning as I go, you know, everything about fashion, children's wear, and something that has been new to me, you know, creating our own website. We are even on Etsy as well. That's kind of like how we started with our Etsy shop. My mom wanted to start slow. So we just said, okay, let's start step by step. And that's kind of like how we have been taking it for the past 3 years, starting with an Etsy shop, you know, just let's see how it goes with one collection, then two collections. And that's how we have been developing then to move into our own website and going all the way to New York Fashion Week last year. So that was something that we're really proud of. And yeah, we continue to dream big. Her biggest dream was showing at the New York Fashion Week. Now I tell her, okay, now you have to dream bigger. And now stop.
Know what the most powerful part of all of that was? Right. Go back to my opening monologue where I said, just get started.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like you said, you wanted to take it slow and just get started. One line. Because what people don't realize is you can always upgrade. Right. Too many times people want everything perfect.
Yes. Right?
And I stress on this show a lot. Things don't have to be perfect. They have to be done.
Exactly.
I tell people that in the gym too, when I'm training my fitness clients. And, you know, one of the guys just last night, he's like, you know, I ran all the way without stopping. I was like, awesome. He's like, it was kind of ugly though. I said, it doesn't need to be pretty. I said, you did it. It's done. You know, I said, so then we can work on improving it to where it can get to where you're comfortable with how you finish. But the first step is to just finish. And especially in business, like, people don't realize you don't have to go into a mountain of debt to be successful. You know, like, you really don't. So when you guys are ready to do your next project, put some advertising into that Etsy shop, get some cash, and then use that revenue to expand. It's like too many times people are getting angel investors, or they're taking loans out. And I see it with gyms all the time. They're going like $100,000 in debt trying to build the perfect facility. Like, you have no clients. It's like when I opened up mine, I had, I think, about 180. And I was training in playgrounds. I was renting spaces from other businesses in their dead times. And then that first month after we opened, we only had to put in 30 grand and we were profitable right from the get-go, you know, because it's like you have to have someone to sell to, you know, before you can expand, you know. So take me through what's the next phase.
Go ahead.
Well,
actually, sorry, Sorry, let me write that down, next phase. Before we get to the next phase, because I forgot to ask this earlier, take me through that initial meeting, because you had said that you guys got together and you spoke about it. How did that go?
Oh, my God. A lot of ideas blow up. First, what was the name for the line? What is the first step to create, to build in the shop? First of all was the name. And the second one was the designs.
Yeah.
And looking for fabrics, material, zipper, buttons.
In the first meeting, like with three daughters, we all a little bit different. My oldest sister, she is into fashion and dressing up, and she loves it. She loves makeup too. So she has that kind of like passion on that. Yeah. And then I like the business side of things too, and marketing, which is where my background is. Yeah. And then my oldest, my little sister, she's more into modeling, but also she does some photography. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like, we kind of like all tied together. And it was a little bit of a mess because we all had great ideas, bad ideas, we have big ideas. Like, okay, let's start slow. And we didn't have everything like right away, like you mentioned. You know, our business name has changed, our logo, that was something that took time, but we just started, you know, we started, okay, let's just start with something. And then we progress and we change as we go, as we feel like our market or customers are feeling about our brand. So we had definitely make adjustments as we go. It's just, if you wait until everything is perfect, until you make your business plan, like how long that's going to take you, it could take like 3-6 months, a year. Also about investors, like no one may take you seriously if you're starting, unless you have like a super high tech idea or you go to Shark Tank and have a proven record. But definitely, you know, maybe friends or family can borrow you some money. But at the same time, like I wouldn't wait for that. Just save your own money, pick an extra shift or work something, you know, just. You can start with zero nowadays sometimes, you know, if you don't register your business or pay for services, you can just start. And of course, developing your product, that was something that, you know, kind of like got us started. Okay, let's just go search for fabrics. Let's work with a photographer here from the community because my sister has moved to Pennsylvania since then. Yes. And then we kind of like start connecting the dots a little bit and progress and change as we go. So it hasn't been like easy for us either, because again, it requires money to make, you know, big changes. The trademark, that's something that still, you know, we're still working on, and registering the business. There is other things, you know, graphic designers that you hire or any other services that you hire. As well to help you with the business, because I don't know everything, or even my mom. So I recognize that. And whenever I need help, you know, we try to outsource that help to progress and look more as a, you know, children's wear line and more professional. And that's different steps or changes that we have been taking. Just to add a little bit to that, during COVID, that's something that we were going to launch a new collection. And we had to, you know, stop everything just because there weren't been any special occasions being celebrated for, you know, especially for kids. So we decided to then shift a little bit into learning. So that's when we decided to, you know, pay for a course that helped us to develop or create our own fashion line. And that's where we found, you know, Fashion Angel Warrior. She's located in New York. And she's a business coach. She has been having her own fashion line as well.
Yes.
And she has over 14 years in the business, and she's right in there in New York. So we definitely, you know, read reviews and look for her free content to learn. But definitely we invested in learning ourselves, because our next step or our next goal will be, you know, manufacturing our own clothing line. and getting into boutiques and stores. So that's something that we want to expand our business. But we definitely have to learn how we're going to do this. Yes. And that just, it requires a lot more time and knowledge of the industry if you are an outsider, like mm-hmm. we felt at first. So now that we have, you know, proper tools and we kind of know the next steps, what they are. So that's kind of like where we want to go next with our business.
Yep.
it actually sounds like you guys actually have the perfect setup, because it's like you have your mom who has the passion for the actual work, you know, the actual product.
Yes.
You have you who's on the business end. You have another one that's would be your like your fashion ideas, you know, your sister that's into the fashion and the makeup and the accessories and all that. And then you have the model.
Exactly.
like you seriously couldn't ask for a better four.
Yes. And you know? That's funny because for new collections or fabrics, I'm more like business conscious. Okay, let's see what is going to sell or what the customers will say or what is trending. But then I ask my sisters and I take their opinions too on that. Sometimes not too much, but I still ask them because they are passionate about what they do. They both do and they like it. So yeah, it's kind of funny, but yeah, it's a really great compliment for my mom. And I'm also passionate about the business side of things. And she's passionate about actual creation and designing and handmaking everything. So it's a really well-balanced thing for us.
Nice. How well-versed are you in Facebook marketing?
So, yeah, we have our Facebook account. So we're more more active in Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So we both have an account there. And then we're trying to get up to speed with Pinterest as well, which is huge for our kind of market. But, yeah, we are on Facebook as well.
Do you utilize ads?
I had in the past. Yes.
Okay.
But again, we just have stopped. We stopped the ads for a little bit, just with everything COVID. I mean, we still have sales for a couple of events happening, but it's not as much. We may consider it again for a new collection that we're working on for winter, which is launching here in the next month. Actually, the end of this month of September. Nice. So we will be reactivating those ads.
Okay. Yeah. Because when you were talking earlier about there's no events being celebrated, like with the new targeting features, I don't know when's the last time you utilized it, but you can target absolutely everything in Facebook now. If you want to target kids that have a bar mitzvah coming up or kids that are celebrating a graduation, like you can target exactly who it is you're looking for. Like I did some work with the Rhode Island Small Business Coalition, and there were a couple of restaurants there, you know, that was struggling because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And what I had told them was, I said, I realized, you know, this is what's going on, but this is where you have to think like there is no box. You know, forget the inside the box, outside the box, right? Burn the box. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the box is gone. I said, people still have birthdays. People still have anniversaries. I was like, so you can set up the Facebook ad to say, hey, you have an anniversary coming up. Here's, you know, whatever your offer is. And you can target people with an anniversary coming up in the next 7 days, 14 days, 30 days, whatever it is. And so in that regard, too, you can target each, like, really any event that's coming up. And then your ad will only be shown to those people who have it listed that there's that particular event coming up. So, like, marketing has taken such a more specific turn, whereas, like, if you get a radio ad, you can't track the return from that radio ad.
Exactly.
But, like, with the Facebook and the Instagram analytics, like, it breaks down to the age, the gender. You know, if you put up a video, they can tell you how long they watched the video. Like, it's so in-depth. And I do not have a marketing background. So with your background plus those features, like, you guys will be able to kill it.
Yes, absolutely. It's been taking a little bit of a learning course because I haven't done ads myself, and even like Google Ads is something that I'm still learning, and that's something that we want to integrate now once we turn them on for for a new collection. But yeah, everything has been a learning experience. Yes. for me, just getting to know, you know, Shopify and then all the social media platforms and which ones are we going to be, because we may not have to be in all of them because our customer may not be based on, you know, maybe TikTok or something. But definitely Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook are kind of like our top three social media profiles that we see a lot of moms and grandmothers, just in general, just anybody that would like to gift a little girl the dress for their own special occasion. And we're still exploring. We are still need to get into reels and getting, you know, videos on Instagram. That's something that is an opportunity for us. And we know that. And my mom knows that. For us, it's a little bit difficult because we don't have little girls in the family anymore. And finding, you know, volunteers in the community too, you know, you get a little bit of back, you know, like, is this going to be all over social media? Like, I don't want my kid, you know, photos on there. So it's just a little bit of, you know, finding those models and getting a photographer and or even from my phone now for the reels, that will be something that is in our next to do. So we always overlooking what is out there. I always also look what maybe other competitors are doing. I know I cannot compare myself to a bigger brand just because we're different. We're handmade. Yeah. We're a sustainable business right now. And we're dedicated to just special occasion dresses. So there is just a little bit of filters there to compare us to big brands. But we're always looking what is out there. That doesn't mean that we have to do everything that other brands are doing. Definitely want to be unique and set yourself apart from the rest. And that's something that my mom had always been wanting to. She makes age appropriate dresses. So you may not see this mommy and me because, you know, that may be a different market, but maybe like mini me or something like that's not something that we're looking to do.
Yeah,
We're looking to do something more unique with her own backgrounds of, you know, being more in the island, tropical. We were also based in Germany, so we like the European styles. So there is a lot of different aspects of that my mom likes in terms of integrating into a design. Plus, she lets the fabric speak to itself, and if she finds the one fabric, that's how she starts and get the inspiration from to make design. So,
See, and think about it this way too. So even being a smaller operation, you guys still made it to Fashion Week in New York City. You know what I mean? So it's like you don't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. You guys are on to something really, really good. Remember, you guys had me on your pitch in the first 30 seconds. You know, I was like, they are on to something good here. Just lean into that. Because what you're doing has passion in it. What these big retailers are doing has profit in it. You know, there's a completely different level of care. Like, people can find cheaper personal trainers than me. And I tell them, I said, yeah, but you're not going to find someone that's going to care about you the way I do. I said, because in some places, like, I just had one of my girls come up to me and say, Rob, I'm going to need to take 3 weeks off because I got to wait till this check comes or whatever. I said, okay, how about we don't take 3 weeks off? And then when your check comes, you just pay me. I was like, how about we do it that way? Now, whereas most other places will be like, okay, I'll freeze your account. I'll see you in 3 weeks. You know, to me, I'm like, we just put in months of work. You know what I mean? It's like, if you take 3 weeks off, like, you can change a habit in 21 days. You know, so
absolutely.
So it's like, I'm looking at it from you and your results and the work we've already put into it. I'm not going to let money come between that. Know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, obviously, do you have to make money? Yes, you have to make money. But in extending her that olive branch, she's probably going to stay with me a year longer because she sees like, oh, he actually cares about me.
Definitely. No. And that's key. I think providing like the experience and see how else you can add or nurture that maybe love for unique designs, one of a kind. That's something that we had always overlooked. How else can we improve our service or our packaging? That's something that we're always looking like to add little details just to feel that package that they receive more special. Yeah. We had even added paper dolls with, you know, the little dolls from different races, and also the dresses are actually my mom's collection, but in cartoony. So they can kind of like play with that. And just, it's just another extra detail that moms may not expect. So we're always looking, you know, to provide also great customer service. So I think just caring for that. And something that I didn't mention is that we, most of our dresses that we sell are custom made, and that's a free service that my mom offered. So not only we offer the standard, you know, sizes, there is custom made options. And most of the moms, they love that option because we're making custom fit dresses to fit their bodies of the girls, which they're all different. So that's something that we're really proud of providing at not extra cost. And moms may sometimes they write to us, okay, how much more should I pay for this? It's like, no, it's all included. We actually prefer it because that's kind of like how our sustainable business work. We have the fabric, but we don't make the dress yet until you order it. And then we make it to fit to her size. And we, you know, list the things of measurements or of the measurements that we will need to create the outfit. And that's kind of like how we definitely have been getting more more noise in terms of how we operate. And that's something that we really would like to continue to carry. For manufacturing lines, it's a little bit difficult. But for now, in the stage that we are in, we still want to be a sustainable business. And that's something, another add bonus for our customers, that we offer custom made versus if they go to bigger retailers, you know, you just get what you get. If you need alterations, then you just get them done. But yeah, we're really proud of that. And just my mom is awesome. I mean, just seeing her make a dress, like sometimes in like 6 hours, because she just has it already. Like, this is okay, this is the measurements. And she just goes and cut the fabric and make it exactly like perfect. And even mom's hat tells in the reviews is like, it's a perfect length. It fit perfectly. Like, this is great.
It's
and
gorgeous.
They, yeah. And they keep it for like, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but like handshake, like they just save it for the next baby, or they just pass it through generations. They keep those dresses like that because they see and they feel like they're unique. And we try to offer really great quality fabrics for that too, so they can keep it for long and be durable.
So now when you listen back to this, clip out the last 2 minutes of you speaking and add that to your website.
Okay.
Because you just nailed what differentiates you from the bigger retailers.
Absolutely.
Like what you just outlined was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. All right. So we got about 7.5 minutes to go. All right. So Evelyn, how does it make you feel now, knowing from how you started, just from bonding with your mom, to now impacting the lives of others?
Oh my God, I feel happy. I feel blessing. I feel, well, happy.
That's an amazing journey.
I feel good. Yes. Yeah. Because I thought I never can do it, but I start and I'm grow up step by step, and I feel good. Oh, yes.
Love it. See, and that goes to one of the things I help people out with is people who may be a little older who think that their time has passed. And so I love hearing stories like this, where, like, even me, I started my podcast last year when I was 45. You know what I mean? So it's like you can start anything whenever you want to. Like, if you're passionate about it, and especially if you can help other people, because the audience that watches the show, it can be some people that just like to hear inspirational stories. But for a lot of the people who watch, they're stuck in some kind of rut, or they have some type of limiting belief. You know, kind of like you thinking at first, I don't know if I can do it. Maybe I'm too old to do it. You know. But it's like all that stuff is not true. None of it's true. You know, and you had the perfect team in-house. had a photographer, a model, a business person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you had it right there. So I'm glad you were able to, you guys have that initial conversation and then actually bring it to life. So now we'll get into what's the next steps.
Well, continue, grow up the business. Put a goals to grow up.
It's setting up the next goals. I think, you know, after this new collection, the winter collection, we really want to look into manufacturing our line and maybe in the US or maybe in Spain, or which we had started to look just because it's similar to the styles that we're looking to create. Yeah. We already have someone like is a project manager that she's gonna definitely help us with that. At the same time, you know, that involves money, which we understand. So we're trying to work in developing ads, which also involves money, so we can make money. So the next steps are, you know, trying to sell as much as we can so we can generate some income to then start creating our own manufacturing line. At the end, it will definitely be better for our business to grow and to start selling to boutiques or different little shops as well. And just continue to offer that uniqueness with the designs, even if it's manufactured. But at the same time, using sustainable fabrics is something that we're going to start learning here soon. Just to see what kind of materials we can do or what things in the process of creating the line we can do that are sustainable. For us, it's very important to reuse materials and not waste any of them, of the fabrics, for example. So that's something that is in our minds, and just helping that community, that's something that is also in our mind. We would love to, you know, donate to an organization that we believe in. For that, we're not there yet, but we love, you know, donating for a special, you know, things in here. For example, in Minnesota, we had donated to an organization address so they can, you know, sell it and then the profits go to that organization. So we had done that previously and we would like to continue to do so and donating to an organization that has to do with, you know, special needs or helping kids with special needs is something that is in our hearts and passion to do. And yeah, that's kind of like our goal is just to generate that income. We are looking into possible grants. So we're not into low ones instead of, you know, having to pay for a monthly higher fee there. But that's something that we're all looking at right now. And hopefully, you know, our business can continue to succeed and we can expand. My goal would love to have, you know, still have a manufacturing line, but still have some maybe couture or handmade dresses still that she can still offer to people who still love someone who makes their own dresses by hand locally. So we'd love to have a studio in the future in Minneapolis and maybe hire some help, hire other moms that just like my mom, you know, they're passionate about sewing or other, you know, adults that they just love sewing. So that's kind of like the big picture. Again, I kind of told you a little bit of our future goals are a little like short and long term, but it's just kind of like what we ambition. Again, those are big dreams. We'll get there. Who knows? But we're going to try. And if you don't try, like I always say to people, my husband, like anybody who knows me, it's like, if you don't try it, if you don't do it yourself, no one is going to do it for you. If you don't take that first step, if you're just waiting all your life for things to happen, it's not going to happen.
So true.
You just have to do it yourself and try to make it, even if it makes you uncomfortable, which it has. And for my mom too, right now, maybe she's uncomfortable doing this interview in another language, but I think she's doing good. And just like making that first step, like you said at the beginning, is just key to make things happen in your life.
Yeah. And it's also about making it bigger than you. You know, it's exactly where a lot of people go wrong, especially in their marketing and their branding. They make it all about them. It's like, I. It's like, it's not about you. It's about who you're serving. It's like, why would someone bypass the bigger retailer to come to you? You know, it's like that has to be evident in your branding and your marketing. Just like I said earlier, someone can go to The Edge Fitness and get a personal trainer through there or take classes at Workout World, which is $10 a month, and the classes are free. But why are they paying me 10 times the amount? You know, because it's accountability. Yeah. It's the level of care. You know, like all of the other stuff comes into play. But the first level is like the level of care and accountability that you're going to get here is unmatched anywhere else. So it's like you can shop around. You'll find cheaper places, I said, but
exactly.
you get what you pay for. I've had so many people leave me, and then a few months later, they're back. you know, there's a woman who moved away 5 years ago, and she said, I still haven't found something like what you built up there.
Yeah.
You know, because it has to be bigger than just fitness. That's why I said earlier,
exactly.
I'm a personal development coach. Like, I don't call myself a personal trainer. Although I know I said it a couple of times during this talk, but like, I'm a personal development coach. So I tell people coming in here, my goal isn't to just make your body shrink or put on muscle. So my goal is to strengthen your mind. So that way you never get to this point again. You know what I mean? So like mm-hmm. when people pay for my type of service, they don't like something about themselves. And I said, that's what we're tackling. So we're going to get you mm-hmm. to a point where you absolutely love yourself and you don't ever want to go backwards. Like, that's bigger than just, I can help you lose 15 pounds. Yeah. You know what I mean? It just hits differently. And like I said, when you were speaking a few minutes ago, and I said, cut out those 2 minutes, because yeah. what you just shared needs to be on your website. Because like, that's why people would bypass the retailer and get a custom made dress from you, because you made it bigger than my mom has a passion for sewing.
Exactly.
You know? Even though that's how it started, it still has to be bigger than that. And then that's how you create sustainability.
Exactly. It has to be something of value for those who are looking, you know, for those kind of dresses. So, yeah.
Exactly. All right. So how can people get in touch with you?
They can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest at Eva Lacuz. So I'm not sure if you have the links there, but it's EVALACUZ has on zebra. And our website, evalacuz.com. And we are also on Etsy if you prefer to use that platform to shop for unique handmade items. So we're still there. And or you can email us at info@evalacuz.com. And if you have any questions in terms of our services or just any general business question, we're here to share knowledge. We don't like keeping stuff to ourselves. If you have questions about how to start your online or how to get into children's wear or anything, we're here to also support you and help you.
Awesome. Love it. So one last question before we sign off. Have you guys gotten your message on television yet?
Not yet. Nope. This is as far as we had gone, but that doesn't limit us to not go on TV. But okay. we're going to try and see.
All right, because when we sign off, like don't log off yet. I want to run something by you because I think I can help you with that.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay. Wow.
So give us a final word.
I may need Botox if I'm going on TV. I'm kidding.
you need nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm kidding. No, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I mean, we hope that we inspire someone in your audience to just start, you know, to continue to build that dream and to start taking their first step, you know, dream big, continue to dream. Even if you get to that one step and you get what you wanted, just continue to build into it. Just don't limit yourself to just one thing and just explore. Nowadays, there is so many opportunities out there. We just have to go in and find it, connect with people who are in that industry. So don't, you know, if you may feel afraid or scared of how you're going to get this done, but just believe in yourself. That is the first step to greatness.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Evelyn, give us a final word too.
Yes. To your audience, don't give up. Don't give up, no matter what is your age, to start your own business. I started 57, my business, and don't give up. Don't give up. You have to have passion for what do you do, okay? And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you both for taking the time and sharing, getting deep into your stories. I think it was a very great and productive conversation that the audience will get a lot out of it. And so, as I said, don't sign off. And okay. I just have my little outro, and then I'll talk to you guys when we get backstage again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Have a great day. Bye. All right. So, in closing, so it's Eva, EvaLacuz on Instagram. And if you want to check out their stuff, or info@evalacuz.com. Right? Backstage? Right? Okay. Just making sure I had that right. But Jennifer just said one thing here about finding the opportunity. And I just want to take it a step further, because it's about receiving the opportunity. Because I see this with what I do. So many times someone will come to me saying that they're hurting from someone. I'm like, oh, well, this is from something. Like, well, this is what I do. Like, let's chat for 15 minutes. I'll talk you through it, and I'll show you how to push through that. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure that's what I'm looking for. I'm like, you just came to me telling me you had something. I'm telling you I can help you solve it, but you're not ready to receive it. Because opportunities are everywhere, but you just have to be ready to receive it. And as we stated earlier, it doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to start. And then once you start, you can tweak it along the way. In my fitness business, it started out as Fitness for You Too. Then it turned to R&R Fitness. Then it turned to RBF Fitness, what it is now. This logo changed 4 different times. You know what I mean? So, like, things don't have to be perfect. You just have to get it started. Then you can start to make it what you want it to be. So get it started. Know who you want to serve. And like Evelyn said, never give up. Never, ever give up. Just keep going. It's your life. It's your dream. You have to be the one to fight for it. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Shut Up and Grind. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. Robert has over 20 years experience pouring his knowledge and expertise at many events in the service and fitness industry, as well as secondary schools and universities. He has a true passion for helping others break through the barriers that are holding them back. To book Robert B. Foster to speak or to reach out, go to robertbfoster.com/speaks, on Instagram @Robert_B_Foster. On Twitter @RBF_fitness, and on Facebook @Robert B. Foster. Till next time, shut up and grind.